We are here being mechin for Kabbalah Satorah. These are very difficult times. But a Yid always zones into his avoida that needs to be done at his particular time in the year when the oiris and all the hashpos are coming down from Shamayim. Like the Ramchal and the Maral say, the year basically goes in a circle. Every year repeats itself. And at the time of different Yomim Tovim, you can tap in. During Pesach, you can tap into a real geula, a personal redemption, jumping madregas, kfitzas madregas, just like Klal Yisrael were catapulted from the Memtesh Shari Tumah. And Matan Torah, getting the Torah, we can be mekabel the Torah. It sounds a little bit technical, being mekabel the Torah. But being mekabel the Torah is probably the greatest feat that was ever done by mankind. Because Torah is really in Shamayim. And the Malachim, when they saw the Torah coming down, they said, how could you give this thing to the Yelud Isha, to a mere man of flesh and blood? It's not shayach that they could do anything with this. So the move of Torah from Shamayim to the hands of Moshe Rabbeinu was the most wondrous achievement fathomable. Something that's really so high above could be shayach to me. And we all feel a little bit a disconnect sometimes from Torah. Sometimes we feel that disconnect. And in our lives, during this Zman, during this time, which really started at Reish Chodesh was when they came to Har Sinai and they began. And then there's Shlosh Yemei Hagbalah, and then there's Matan Torah. At this time period, Klal Yisrael were able to have a Kabbalah Satorah, and all of us can find the way that Torah exists in our lives and can be integrated in our lives to be makabel the Torah. It's not a technicality. Kabbalas HaTorah. And this is what I'd like to talk about a little bit, the difficulty and on the other hand, the schus and the tremendous romamus of being makabel the Torah. If we look at the Yontif of Shavuos, we see something fascinating that the Gemara says in Psachim Amdaf Samaches. The Gemara says, in general, we have a din, Chatzi Lachem, Chatzi Lashem, a machlokes Tanaim, whether a Yontif should be half for Hashem, half for us. That means davening and learning on the one hand, but also the Sudas Yontifs are the major focus. Chatzi Lashem, Chatzi Lachem. Or no, choose your theme. Kulo Lashem or Kulo Lachem. There's a sheet in Tanayim, Rabbi Lazar, who holds that you can go a route of really just straight Kulo Lashem. You want it to be a very holy day, so you can do that. You can make the day a day that doesn't focus on Basar and Yayin, but your mom is sitting in the base medrash the majority of the time. It's incredible, and it sounds like you can pick, choose your own adventure. You're feeling Kulo Lachem, you know, a totally lofty Gashmiistic Yontif, or a completely Lashem track. There's one exception where there's no machlokas. Everybody agrees that you have to eat steak, that you have to have wine. Which Yontif of all Yontifs says the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Elazar, Hakol Moedim Batzeres. Everyone agrees on Shavuos, Deboina Nami Lachem, you have to have a Geshmaka Yontif meal. Right? I always like to tie now. Everyone's like disgusting. Milchiks, not milchiks. There's a makar for fleishiks, Rabbi Isai. Fleishiks. Okay, there's a minute for milchiks. Save it for the kiddish. But fleishiks at the meal, no? Dovi, no? You're not having a milchiks meal. You have that for kiddish. Right? So this is the makar. We have to make this more famous. Everyone's running to the milchiks. So it says the Gemara, Hakol Modim Atzeret Tabina Nami Lachem, my time a Yom Shenitna by Torah. This is the day that the Torah was given. So I would have said, if I didn't have Rashi, I was always taught by my Rebbeim, try to read a Gemara without Rashi. Because then you appreciate the Chiddush of Rashi if Rashi learned differently. So I would say, wow, This is the happiest Yontif. It's the Yontif that we got the Torah. So we must have a feast. We must have a Suda. That's what I would say. That seems like a harmless way of learning the Gemara. Rashi says something over here, Rabosai. Listen to this. Listen to what Rashi says. Bayina nami lachem. On Shavuos, we need lachem. We need a steak. We need wine. She yismach bo b'maychol u'mishta. You have to have gashmius laharois to show shenoyach u'mekubal yom zel Yisrael shenitna Torah bo. That this day is a pleasant day for you. That this is a day that you would like to accept. It's mekubal for you. The day that we got the Torah. What is going on in Rashi? Rashi seems to be saying that the reason we have a Suda on Shavuos is so that we show that we're really happy on Shavuos. And we know how to get happy, right? A good steak, right? Some nice wine, Basar V'yayin, right? We need externals. We always need physical things to get us really happy. But it's Mashma from Rashi. There's a tension on Shavuos. There's a reason not to be happy. And let's face it, what's happening over here on Shavuos is the encounter with the Ribbono Shel Olam, where me, Mr. Gashmius man, who loves donuts, cookies, Ben and Jerry's, you name it, is all of a sudden supposed to become holy, right? And there's a tzad that this is something that's very hard, and I don't want this, and I'm not down for this. And therefore, Dafka on this day, we need to call in all forces, right? Well, buddy, I know you like Ben and Jerry's, but that's for Kiddush. You love steak, right? I love steak. So you're going to have the best steak on Shavuos. We're going to save you the best, right? Prime rib. It's going to be geschmack. You're going to have that on Shavuos. Now I'm happy. Why? Because little old goof, my physical body, says, hey, Shavuos is a good day. It's a day we eat and drink. Very interesting over here. What's going on? What's going on over here? I would say that we should celebrate the Yontif of Shavuos, expressing the Yontif through Dafka staying up all night, which is not in the Gemara, right? It's a minog. The Zohar talks about it. But no. The way, the Iker way to show that we're celebrating the Yontif of Shavuos is to show we're happy. To show we're happy on this day, that it's Mekubal. Why? What does it mean, Mekubal? It means it's accepted upon us. This is something we would like. Right? Any responsibility. Marriage is a very big responsibility. I always have to deal with chasanim. The first day they're very happy and they got engaged. Woo! Then the second day, like, do I feel like a chasan? Am I happy like a chasan? Am I just plain happy? Or am I sad? Like, there needs special chasanim psychologists. It's like unbelievable. If this ever happens to you, don't ever ask yourself if you feel like a chasan. Chasanim feel like regular people. After they're done with the, oh, l'chaims and varts, but just regular, you just feel normal. It's okay. It's okay. Right? But it's a responsibility to get married. It's very serious to get married. And if a person would think about it, this is a heavy decision. Right? It's heavy. Here we married the Ribbono Shel Olam. Right? This is our ksuba, the luchos or the ksuba, the Torah. We got married to the Ribbono Shel Olam. And it's something that we have to show through Gashmius. And by the way, Gashmius can be a very big tool. We use Gashmius all the time. Yontif, we use Gashmius. Shabbos, we use Gashmius. Right? We don't say for Oneg Shabbos that we're just going to feel like we're in Olam Haba. No, we need something that speaks to our full body. Because you want to be fully into something, you need Gashmius. And there was actually a Chashev Yid who was in our base medrash, who was close with Rav Moshe Feinstein. And he told me this at the coffee station, which is where all the Chashev Yidiyas come from. Right? I don't spend much time there, but anytime I go there, I'm happy, get some good things. So he told me that Rav Moshe Feinstein was once making a coffee, right? He was at a coffee, this is a mice, right? Rav Moshe at the coffee station. And he was loading up his coffee with sugar. Like 1, 2, 3. I don't know how many, if it was more than that. It seemed like it was at least 3. And, you know, like a good Talmud, you watch the Rebbe, like, you know, thinking like, what's going on over here? What's all this? So Rosh Yeshiva, what's pshat with all the sugar, right? Rav Moshe Feinstein, the Gadol Adar. So he said, it's Mefurish in Rus Rabbah. A Makar in Rus Rabbah for 3 scoops of sugar, at least? Yes! Unbelievable. G'day Yisrael. I'm bringing this to you just, it's a little bit off topic, but it's so gishmak that I don't care. And it's Mamish on Rus, so this will wake you up. And when you're reading Rus, Rus is one of the places where people tend to fall asleep at Vasikin. So this you'll remember. Vayochal Boaz vayesh vayitav libo. Boaz ate, he drank, and his heart was good. Lama vayitav liboi. She'achal mine mesika. He ate sweet things. Achar amazon. Shehi margelis lashon la'tayra. It helps your learning. When you have sweet things. So Rav Moshe said, what? It's Mefurish in Rus Rabbah. Every scoop is a keel, right? The body itself rejects Ruchnius. And sometimes we have to teach it how to come on board. So we throw it a bone. That's exactly what we're doing on Shavuos. And it's unbelievable. The tension over here is that on the one hand, I want the Torah. On the other hand, I'm nervous to be Makabel, this Torah. Because Torah means responsibility. Torah means being a deep person. Like, whoa, that's deep, man. I don't want to live so deep. Like, why are you always speaking like Divrei Torah? Like, it just relax. Like, we're just chilling over here. Like, everything's a Dvar Torah. Like, don't be so intellectual. I want to just relax. It's heavy. And having meaningful relationships with Hashem, with people, like, it's a lot. It's a lot. And you have to appreciate the tension. You know why? Because if you really want to be Makabel this Torah, you have to realize there's something here that's not Pashut. That's not Pashut. And it's that we have a neshama, my friends. We have a neshama. The neshama is here with a guf, and it's kind of like an identity crisis we have. On the one hand, we have a neshama. We heard about it. We sometimes feel it. We do feel our neshama. That's why we're all here. Nobody would be in yeshiva if we didn't feel our neshamas. We do. We sense our neshamas very much. Our neshamas are there with us. But we really sense our bodies. Right? We really feel like we're a guf. And the guf has a certain rejection of all this. It's not down for all this responsibility. It's not down to stay in the base medrash. It's not down for all of these Taryag mitzvahs, for Amelus B'Torah. And we have to start identifying with our neshama. That's Kabbalah Satorah. Kabbalah Satorah is saying, Guf, if you're in, I'm going to give you a piece of steak, just come with me. Right? We're going up to the Rabbonu Shalom. Here, like you just throw him a steak. Right? We're going. We're going up. Or a person identifies with the Guf, and he can't be Makabel the Torah. And he has to pick. And it's not easy. But that's what happens over here. And this is an amazing Gemara that's on the same daf. Listen to this Gemara. One of my favorites, if you're allowed to have favorites, this is one of my favorite Gemaras. Mamish, one of my favorites. Rav Yosef, B'yomadat Zarta, Rav Yosef, on the day of Shavuos, he said, Omar, again, we're back to steaks. No, not for the Kiddush, for the meal. Omar, what did he say? Avdi li aglat igla talsa. Make me a rack of lamb. Ooh, lamb. Not pasha. Lamb chops are expensive. Can't even get good lamb chops in this country. Omar, why is he doing this? Ilav hayoma dikagarim. If it wasn't for this day, kama Yosef ika bishuka. How many Joes would there be in the shuk? If it wasn't for this day, right? This is the makor for Joe Shmo. Yosef. Rav Yosef was saying, I would just be Joe, right? No offense, where's Joseph? Is he here? No offense to him. It's good he's not here, but I'd just be another Joseph. I wouldn't be Rav Yosef. I'd be Kama Yosef Ika Bishuka. There's so many Joes in the Shuk. What's going on over here? I never heard a drasha like this. I take Chazal very seriously, and you do too. Like, this is the big announcement. Why do I love Shavuos? Because I would just be another Joe. What's Pshat over here? Listen to this Rashi again, Rashi. Unbelievable. Rashi says, Ilav Hayoma. Shalamadati Torah, the day I learned Torah. Vinisromamti, and I was elevated. Says Rav Yosef, I was elevated from learning Torah. Hare anashim harbe b'shmuk shishman Yosef. There are a lot of guys in the shuk named Joe. There are a lot of them. Uma b'ni leveinam. There's nothing different than me and them. What is Rav Yosef teaching us? Avi, we have to take Chazal seriously. What does it mean that this is his shvuas, the bumper sticker, right? Kama Yosef yika b'shuka. There will be so many. The answer is, Rav Yosef is teaching you about this identity crisis. When a person lives with the body is standard. Like you go to, you know, if you check with National Geographic and you want to know how do chimpanzees behave, they do a study on a million chimpanzees, and mistama, you can put all your money down that the million and one chimpanzee is going to act the same way. They're all the same. They look the same. They act the same. And the truth is, sadly, many people also, you could do a PhD on the ramifications of you can figure out, I once heard from someone who's in marketing, he told me they studied how much people like sugar, the majority of people in the marketplace like sugar in their coffee. And they had to figure out the exact place where something is called too sweet, and the mechitza, right where it is, and right below that is the super most geschmack amount of sugar. So how do they do that? They take millions of people and they test the levels. And that's how they have all these like lattes in the fridge section. You know, like they have them in these convenience stores. They get it exactly, Lefi, what millions of people like. They're all studies. They're not unique. They're just a bunch of Joes in the shuk, and you can do a PhD on all of them, and it's just a million. They're all the same. They're all Joes in the shuk. Reb Yosef understood, Nisro Mamti, I left my body. Not I left it, I raised my body. I was elevated when I learned Torah. I redefined myself. If it wasn't for Torah, I would be stuck as being a glorified ape. Ooh, right? Just sitting there, momish, not in a cage, running wild, and they're all apes. Everybody behaves the same way. But I came to Torah and I found myself. I found that I'm Reb Yosef. I'm not Joe. I'm Reb Yosef. And what did this for me? Shavuos. And it's amazing. How did he celebrate? Steak again. This is unbelievable. Because this is the understanding of the difference of the guf of a yid is being raised over here. Incredible. And I'll tell you something. It's very interesting. I'll tell you something. Very, very interesting. We have a bracha in the Birchas HaTorah every morning, right? Vaharevna, right? We know it from the bracha. We also know it from beautiful songs, right? Vaharevna. Vaharevna is davening while you're saying Birchas HaTorah, saying, let me enjoy my learning. Let me enjoy my learning. Can I ask you a very basic question? It's very beautiful to enjoy your learning. But I would tell Anshe Knesset Hagdola, whoever was misogynist this, let's make a bracha for enjoying stucca. You know, whenever you give money from, it's painful. So let's daven, but really, let me enjoy giving money to other people. Let me have a bracha for enjoying hachnasas orchem, right? Sometimes they cramp my style. You don't have enough bathrooms in the house, and it's, you don't want people around. You like to chill on your couch. You don't want, in your pajamas. You don't want guests. Let me enjoy having gas. Varevna. We don't find such a bracha. Okay, it's true there is no bracha on Hachnas Zorchem, but there's no bracha anywhere about enjoying anything other than learning. So there are different ways to go over here. The most basic way to go with the Egle Talin is Hakdama, is that learning and enjoying go together, because the way you take something in, you have to enjoy it. You like sort of like grasp it through the enjoyment. It's like, aha! You know, it's like people have great discoveries in Chachma. It's like, it's enjoyable. That's part of the Chachma. But I'd like to suggest something different over here. What are we davening for when we ask to enjoy learning? You know what we're asking for? We're asking not to have an identity crisis. There are so many things that we would rather be doing instead of learning. So many things. But this is our Torah. This is what's going to elevate us. This is what's good for us. Bairi Olam, let me enjoy what's good for me. Let me actually want what's good for me. It's very hard to be mekabel Torah, to want this thing. But it's everything. It's good for me. I want to want what's good for me. You know how hard it is to give your kids medicine? Right? If you guys want to get a laugh at me, you know, here I'm like Mr. Big Shot. Watch me trying to put medicine into my daughter's mouth, right? My little girl's, right? The other day, I was trying with my little Sarah. She's not even a year old. I was all pumped. I had my squirter ready. And then I have a grape juice sippy ready to stick it in right afterwards, right? And I'm like so proud. I squeeze it in. It's a true story. Maaseh Shehayah during Bein Hasdarim, right? And it's in Sarah's mouth. Oh, Joseph, you are here. Okay, Baruch Hashem. I hope you would mochel me. Okay. So I squeeze it in, and there's like 3 seconds. Like, I think I'm like, yeah, I did it. And then all of a sudden, all of it comes out, right? Then my other daughter, this is mamish within 2 weeks, we couldn't get the bubblegum tasting medicine. They only have banana flavored in Eretz Yisrael at this time. This is like, forget it, nothing doing. I'm begging, I'm like doing hishtachavaya. I'm trying everything to get this medicine in. You have an ear infection, my good lady. You need this, it's good for you. I don't like it, I'm not having it, right? You have no idea how much kiddush we had to put in with the banana medicine. And then we got the bubblegum medicine. And when I was a kid, I loved the bubblegum medicine. She's not down. This is like Uretus Hadiris. I like finally got the pink stuff. It was like short in Eretz Yisrael. We got it. She's not down. It's very hard to be makabel things that are good for you when you don't like them. So when we're davening in Varevna, is Bari Yom, the Torah is everything. The Torah is going to get me where I want. It's going to elevate me. It's going to give me a different life. Let me actually open my mouth and down it. And let me smile in the process. Let me realize what life is about and enjoy it. Enjoy the MS. And we're not different than kids. We're not so much different. I remember once one of my, I had a Rosh Yeshiva who was very into health. And I got all excited. You know, when your Rosh Yeshiva's into health, so you get into health. It's just natural. So I remember, I told my wife we're going to have a meeting to make our house healthy, just like my Rosh Yeshiva. So we met the Rebbetzin of this great Rosh Yeshiva. And my wife asked her for the recipe. She goes, okay, do you want the food to taste good? We're like, yeah. It's like, I can't help you. It's like, we said, what about kugel? I said, this is a Rosh Yeshiva. I said, kugel on Shabbos? He goes, where's the Lachem Mush Misina? You need kugel on Shabbos? What's going on over here? So I just forgot this whole health thing. And I went back to geschmack of food. I can't do this. When something's not geschmack, you're not mekabel it. We're small people. And we invest in things that are worth it. I'll give you something that maybe Torah's a little too deep. But there are things that are worth it even to Goyim. I want to give a mashal for Goyim, right? I remember the first time that I had whiskey, okay? I was like 10 years old. There was a whole spread on Simchas Torah outside my shul. And I'm feeling like this is my big day. I'm going to have whiskey. I was really, really excited. I put some of this into my mouth. Till this day, I start quaking. It was worse than Robitussin. It was terrible. I made it like 20 years after that. I didn't touch this stuff. Nothing. All of a sudden, I start going to Yerushalmi Minyanim. And they have banana liqueur, okay? I know this is not your chill, but, you know, I wanted to feel Yerushalmi, and I wanted to be part of the guys. So I was having a little bit of this banana liqueur. I didn't like it so much the first time. Same time. Then I all of a sudden started buying banana liqueur, Maaseh Shehayah, for my Shabbos table. The only problem was no one wanted except for me. So I was worried about Hachnasas Orchim. So then I, like, tried to graduate to something else. And slowly, and now I'm a bourbon guy, my friends. How did this happen? You know how it happened? Because it's worth the investment. Like, buddy, it's a process. This thing, when it comes into your mouth, at first, it's like as a kid, I have no problem. My son said he wants to have a l'chaim on Shabbos. My wife says, no, you know, like, good rabbits are like, no. I'm like, have it, right? Tough guy takes it, right? Puts it down there, it'll feel like a part of the guys. And then I noticed the whole meal. I'm like, hey, my dear son, I see that you didn't touch it. You had barely any. You know, why don't you be part of the man? Like, I'm getting there, right? Because he can't be makabel that, but it's an acquired taste. Anything that's sophisticated and good, it's kedai to invest in, and slowly you get a flavor for it. You get a taste for what it all's, what it's about. And I'll tell you something gorgeous that my Rebbe, Rav Zvulun Schwartzman, said in a medrash based on the Nefesh HaChaim. So beautiful. The medrash says, it's talking about Matan Torah, and there's a mashal of a melech who has a son, a king who has a son. Babino mi beis ha-sefer. He comes from the beis sefer. Matzah tamchoy livnei aviv. He sees his father's eating something. Looks geschmack. Not to love him, chazticha achaz himsalo. His father gave him to eat from it. Amr lo, the son said, no, I don't want to eat that. What do you mean you don't want to eat that? That's exactly what you want. No. Eini mevakesh el mashe besoch piv. Picha, I want what's in your mouth, what you're chewing. I want what's in your mouth, what you're chewing. He goes, okay, takes it out and gives it to his son. This medrash bothered me for so many years, okay? Chazal are telling me a mashal that it's mamish making me nauseous to hear this mashal. Mamish making me nauseous, and this is Chazal. We take them very seriously. What kind of mashal is this? Like, oh, right, this could happen to me. Sometimes I'm eating with my father, and I said, can I please have your food that's in your mouth so I can eat it? What's pshat? And the Gemara says, the Medrash says, this is what it means, ki Hashem yitein chachma mipiv dasus muna, from the mouth of Hashem. What does this mean? Said my Rebbe, and this is a proof, that when you work on Torah, you see that the things you think are the most crazy are the most beautiful chazals. Listen to this, you're gonna all dance. Please wait till after the shmooze, but you're gonna dance from this pshat. That's not what he meant, this kid. Of course, the mushel's strange, but listen to the nimshah. A kid comes from the base sefer, says the Nefesh HaChaim, he comes from learning, right? And he wants to advance in his learning. He sees his father eating something. He sees his father eating something. And his father says, take a piece. He says, no, I want to experience this. I'm an immature palate. I don't have a sophisticated palate. I don't know if I'm going to enjoy this. I want to experience what's in your mouth. I want to see what's happening in a higher place. I want to be at the Shabbos Suda with the boys who are having that bourbon and go, bourbon, oh, I'm a bourbon guy. Right? I don't want to spit it out and say it's Robitussin. I want to experience the flavor like you, Tati. Hear that? That's what it means to want to connect with Torah. To want to have a sophisticated palate for the acquired taste of Ruchnius. That's what Matan Torah is. It's the desire to get there. That's Va'arevna. That's Va'arevna. And it's all an identity crisis, my friends. Because we're a neshama and we have a guf. And it gets confusing sometimes. Listen to the Siach Yitzchak in the Siddur Hagra on something we say every day. Shetargileinu b'sarasecha. We say this in Birchas HaShachar. We daven that Hashem should be margulas in His Torah. Says the Siach Yitzchak, Ki nefesh ha-Yisraeli, a Jewish soul, yesh la be'etzem ratem v'tshuka l'limud Torah. He, in his heart, really wants to learn Torah. He just does things that are the opposite of Torah. So he can't taste the Torah. He can't experience the Torah. Right? He's got other things there. By the way, I spoke to someone who was in wine tasting. Wine tasting. You ever see the wine tasters? Unbelievable. They squish it to the left. Squish it to the right. They're like very sophisticated. Like they're dressed very fancy. But they're just basically like mouthwash. Tart, woody. I love that woody. Like when it says the thing tastes like wood. Like why do people buy that? I'm the guy who bought that. I'm like, ooh, woody. Like, you know, what does that mean? Something tastes like wood. Okay, squishing it to left. Do you know that they can't have a coffee for months because it ruins their taste? They're not gonna be able to do all that squishing around left and right. They can't have a coffee because it's hefech from the tongue. They can't pick up the subtleties of the wine. People get paid thousands upon thousands of dollars to do this. That's what he's saying over here. And he brings a raya that when someone, the Gon writes in Mishlei, that people love Leitzanus, because when you get into Leitzanus and just joke and make fun of everything, you just want more and more and more. And lehepechu misha ruggle belimada Torah, somebody who can try to get back in the zone of staying away from the Narishkeit, staying away from all the taivas, and trying to enter a world of Kedusha, he starts to reconnect with his neshama, and he starts to enjoy things more. He starts to enjoy Torah more. Because now he has home court advantage. Until now, the goof was overriding. But he takes steps to really tone things down on the goof and give his neshama more time with the Torah. V'targilenu b'soira secha. It changes him. It mamish changes him. And we have to realize this. We say, v'chaye oylam nata b'sochenu, my friends. V'chaye oylam nata b'sochenu. Inside of us, we have olam hava. That's what's going on inside of us. We have it. It's in here. We just have to access it. Is it scary? Sometimes, yeah, because our goof is so loud and he's making such a rosh. No, it's going to kill the chill. Anything but Torah. No, la, la, la. You will enjoy Torah. Do you know what everybody says? I don't enjoy Torah. You will have to enjoy Torah. You will have to. Do you know why? Because you have a neshama. So you will enjoy Torah. You just have to stick with it. A person who's going to town at night, a person who has chills that are hepech of Torah, other things, it's not going to get, you can't get the enjoyment of the Torah because you don't have home court advantage. The more a person invests, not just in his Torah learning, but in downplaying other things that are bringing him down, the Vilna Gaon prepared for Shavuos with Prishus. I don't know what the Gaon's Prishus was. Rav David Cohn, who quoted this, said the Vilna Gaon himself was a parish. What kind of a voter did he do? I don't know. We're not the Vilna Gaon. Our Prishus is to find things that are bringing us down and get them out. Do you know how many Bachrim, when they were Makabel, not to listen to inappropriate music, ended up saying they enjoyed the Gemara more? How many people, when they were Makabel, other things, to just tone down the guf? It goes together. It's not like Torah is so foreign from us. Ki karoy ve'lecha hadover ma'oid, b'ficha u'bilvavcha la'asosa. The Torah is in your mouth and in your heart. Lo b'shamayim hi, lo me'ivrayam. It's right here. It's right here? Yeah. It's just covered over layers and layers of goof. And it's not able to speak. And when we try to do this on Shavuos, my friends, Reb Tzadok HaKohen writes in his Biurim on Chag HaShavuos, he says, on the night of Shavuos, whoever could stay up all night, and the Zohar HaKadosh says that on this night it's a tremendous inyan because we're being mekabel the Torah. And what does he say we can get? He says, Yicholim liskos la yira v'torish baal peh la hargish or b'divrei Torah. We can get light in our Torah learning on the night of Shavuos. V'lakach tzrichon lios ne'urim to stay up. Lasuk b'torish baal peh sheyichnos or v'mesikas b'leiv. The sweetness will come on its own. How does that happen? How does the sweetness come on its own? The answer is when somebody invests, when someone's excited, and b'frat on Shavuos, when it's the time of Matan Torah, Hashem helps us identify with our neshama. During the year, it's hard to identify with our neshama. But Reb Tzadok says that if a yid catches the wave of the yontif of Shavuos, Hashem makes it easier on this yontif to be mekabel Torah. What we're saying is that, yeah, we're going to have a steak to say, goof, come on board, but that's all he needs, one steak, and he's ready to learn that night. And why Torah Shebal Peh? Because Torah Shebal Peh is your chelik in Torah. Torah Shebichsav is what Hashem wrote. Torah Shebal Peh is what Klal Yisrael writes. You have your own chelik in Torah. You got it when you were in Shemayim. 40 days before Yetziras HaVlad, you have your own chelik. It's your own self-expression. It's what makes you not another Joe in the Shuk. And maybe we haven't identified it yet. I'm telling you personally, I remember high school. I remember what I was like. I was an interesting guy. I have no idea who I was. I'm trying to remember what I was. I think of a snowboard, a skateboard, oversized pants. You know, I can't figure out who I was. Today, I feel expressed. I feel like I have what to think, what to do, what to feel. It's Torah. But if that's Torah, then how is it mine? How is it mine? Chazal say in Kedushim, on Lamed Aleph, Chazal tell us that when you start learning Torah, it's called Torah Hashem. But then it becomes Torah, so it becomes yours. It's self-expression! Ilav ha-yoyma de-kagarim, kama Yosef yigabishuka. There will be so many people just wandering around who haven't identified who they are. We should be Zocha, Ashreinu Matov Chalkeinu. We're not regular people. We're not people who just have names on their bowling balls, you know, and shine their bowling balls in the day, and at night, like, you have that cool glove, and we bowl, like, let them bowl all day. They're just a bunch of little creepy crawler creatures. Let them have a cool, you know, bowling balls with their names on them. There's nothing to them. They're just a bunch of guys in the bowling alley. But we have an identity, my friends. Ashreinu matov chalkeinu, we should be zeicha to be mekabel the Torah b'simcha.